And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Executive Director and Chief Curator of the Frost Museum, the Frost Art Museum at FIU, discusses with Judith Bishop their new season of exciting exhibitions. Chef Norman Van Aken plates up a word on food, and our arts calendar today features Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing with the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County. Born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and raised in Hialeah, our guest today started his musical career in 1979, becoming a flutist, saxophonist, and composer. He has released numerous recordings, the latest of which is called Jazz Flute. He is also the founder and president of the nonprofit Jazz Museum of Florida, doing business as Jazzonian. In 2013, he started the Jazzonian's Kids Club, an educational initiative that inspires family values and leadership principles as part of a jazz and music curriculum at Excelsior Language Academy. And we are pleased to welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat Mr. Bobby Ramirez. Welcome back to the show, Bobby.
Well, thank you, Ed. Hello, South Florida.
Yeah.
Honored to be here. Very honored. And thank you for having me.
Honored to have you here. Now, let's catch up. Your latest release is a wonderful session of mostly standards, Jazz Flute. Now, it's been out for just a while, but let's start talking about Jazz Flute. Great jazz standards, all blues, Someday My Prince Will Come, Miles Davis, Bluesette, was that Toots Thielman, I think? Stella by Starlight, It Might As Well Be Spring, When Sunny Gets Blue, and we opened it up with Dizzy's A Night in Tunisia. Those are juicy, juicy jazz standards.
Well, like you said, what can I add to that? Except that some of my favorite compositions, and you know, honoring the greats like Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, particularly a Bluesette, which is a composition that was, well, it was recorded live at the Vienna Center for the Arts. So that's very special, that concert out there. So, you know, it's out. It's Jazz Flute.
Jazz Flute, and you've brought together a lot of great musicians from South Florida. Kiki Sanchez playing piano, plus the wonderful pianist, who am I thinking of?
Jose Negroni
joins you. And tell us about some of the other musicians on your new release.
Well, Jose Velasquez on bass, Antulio Mora on piano, Ivan Velasquez on drums, Rick Dahl on bass. Did the live session at the Blue at Vienna Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. So it's a very exciting crew that very talented. You know, just blessed to have them as part of this these recordings.
Yeah, and the standards. The book continues, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you hear about the Great American Songbook and whatnot, and it kind of stops around the 50s or something like that. I love guys like you and great women in jazz who continue it through the 60s and 70s. I firmly believe Stevie Wonder should be on it. I mean, Frank Sinatra was singing George Harrison tunes, Beatles tune. So that says something. And would you continue the jazz legend, the list of jazz greats like this, and if so, any tunes you love from the 60s, 70s, 80s that might be on volume two, should you think about it?
The unique thing about this collection at Jazz Flute is it is jazz flute. It's a rare instrument in jazz. Not so rare, but typically more you hear like trumpets, saxophones, and those kind of instruments in jazz. So the interpretation of these tunes in flute, you know, is a continuation of the legacy from some of the flute greats like, you know, Hubert Laws and, you know, the others.
Herbie Mann,
yeah.
Dave Ballantyne. Love his work.
Yeah. So I'm really honored to be bringing this on flute in this day and age, and hopefully people find it inspiring and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about jazz education, because Bobby Ramirez is known for jazz education for years and years and years. And Bobby, you are now working at the Excelsior Language Academy. In fact, they've got quite a commitment to jazz, do they not?
Yeah, a very unlikely place for jazz, Hialeah. I'm very happy to be there with Jasonian, which is a creative endeavor that I founded in 2009. And, you know, Hialeah is my hometown. And this school decided to have Jasonian there. You know, people can go and tour the, you know, Jazz Museum of Florida there, just call before to make an appointment. But the great thing is that I found that an initiative called Jasonian Kids Club, where mm-hmm. we're bringing these kids who never heard of jazz. We have a weekly class. And by the way, I volunteer for this like every week. Last year for the whole school year, and we're looking forward to doing this again this year, teaching kids about jazz. Inspiring kids with jazz, having kids. I think the main thing is for kids to internalize jazz. How do we do that? Well, play the records, have them sing, have them dance, have them move around, internalize jazz.
Bravo.
And that's what we need to do with the young generation, have them internalize jazz, because if we don't do that, it's just, it's... The future depends on these young generations knowing about jazz, knowing about the greats. So that's the work I do at Excelsior. I'm very happy to be there every week. Grades kindergarten through like eighth grade go through Jasonian every week. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting, especially the little kids, because you play Miles Davis tune the little kids and you tell them to dance. And they dance. I mean, if I stand there with an audience of older people like myself, 50, 60, and you tell them to dance,
we'd sit down.
But, that's the whole key. And jazz is a fun music. It's a music mm-hmm. of celebration. We mm-hmm. like to say that we like to celebrate, jazz heritage at Jasonian. So we make it a celebration every week for the kids listening to different types of jazz, mainly the old jazz from the starting point through the 60s, 70s, and all the greats. They listen to all of them.
Well, your commitment to jazz education is so wonderful, Bobby. There are several great programs all throughout South Florida, and the more the merrier, in my humble opinion, because it's part of American culture. It's contributed into by every ethnic group that arrives on our shores. You're of Cuban descent, and I think of the great Cuban percussionist Mongo Santa Maria, and he wrote some magnificent tunes that you probably play, I'm sure.
Well, I was first exposed to jazz in 1976 when I was attending a Henry H. Filer in Hialeah. Hmm. And by the way, I like to say that Jasonian Kids Club is also available throughout South Florida for any school that wants to host like an hour or a day of jazz. We can go to your school, we can present jazz. You need to call 305-298-2380, or go to the website www.jasonian.org. There's information there about Jasonian Kids Club, and we would love to go to your school, to your park, and present jazz in an interactive form for these kids. I think jazz, has the potential to inspire anybody.
Sure.
But it's critical at this stage of jazz that we get to the kids.
Yeah,
I mean, the kids' little faces are on cell phones, are on iPads. We got to, for 1 minute, expose them to this art form to make them dance, make them sing this music, make them, they might not get it now, but it's like a little seed that you plant there. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids are going to be the future audiences of jazz. So we need to get to every kid, and that's the mission of Jasonian Kids Club.
Sure. One of the, as is well known, one of the great ingredients of jazz is the element of improvisation. And when kids learn that, they can actually contribute part of their hearts, part of their souls to this music. I would think it would be very inspiring and very exciting.
Well, it's exciting because we use records, the old records, to inspire kids at that moment. You put on a record and the kid is listening, and then you tell them, well, stand up and dance. And you tell them, well, what's improvisation? Well, go ahead and dance and I'll show you to this music. So they're moving their body to this music, and that's a great form for a kid to internalize the art form and know what's improvisation. Well, make something up that has a relation to the music, and that kid goes away, you know, internalizing that music. So that's one of the key factors that we focus on at the Jazzonian Kids Club.
So you're building a Jazzonian Youth Volunteer Corps, in essence. You're looking for students grades 9th through the 12th. And once again, more info at BobbyRamirez.com or Jazzonian, JAZZONIAN.org. And you can call 305-298-2380. Bobby, we have about a minute and a half. Any gigs coming up you want to talk about or any special classes? Are you going to be playing the music of Herbie Mann, another great jazz flute player at Jazzonian for Kids?
Well, right now, busy with a couple of projects that are community service projects. The new school year is coming, so we got Jazzonian Kids, so we're very busy preparing at the school for all the kids. Also, I'm producing, Jazzonian is producing the third annual Celebrate Charlie Parker Festival, so I'm busy working with that. We're going to have it at the Vienna Center for the Arts against this year in Fort Lauderdale.
A great humble performing arts center up in Broward, really wonderful, just west of 95.
Yeah, and the call goes out to musicians who want to participate. Send us an email, info@jazzonian.org.
Wonderful. Bobby Ramirez with us today, our first guest on South Florida Arts Beat. His new CD, Jazz Flute, has wonderful standards and great musicianship all throughout it. More information at BobbyRamirez.com and Jazzonian.org. For more info, you can also call 305-298-2380. Thank you so much, Bobby. Good luck.
Thank you, South Florida.